What ways have you seen God move recently? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I have what I would probably call a praise report friend. We don't talk about a whole lot of anything except for what God is doing in each of our lives. I share what's happening in the youth ministry at church, and she shares with me how God is moving in her nonprofit. What I love about this is that we share big things and we share small things. And sometimes it's just her saying, I don't know what's going to happen, but God asked me to be faithful, so I'm trying. And it reminds me of God's ever-present presence in our lives. When was the last time you noticed God move? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. Let's get started. It's called Sharing in Suffering, Sharing in Comfort by Hannah Howe. 2 Corinthians 1:1-12 has been one of my favorite Bible passages for quite a while. Paul and Timothy are encouraging the Christians in Corinth, saying, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. I have quoted this passage to other people and also reminded myself of its truths many times. But recently, I was struck by just how wonderful God's comfort is. I had been going through a long, drawn-out season of stress. It felt like whenever one thing in my life got easier, something else got harder, and I was just feeling so discouraged. But in the midst of this hard season, I had a friend who was going through suffering too. Some of her struggles were similar, some were different. But her friendship has helped me understand this passage in a deeper way. That we comfort each other with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. It's such a rich and sweet thing to be able to share not only our prayer requests, but also the ways God has been revealing himself to us along the way. This friend and I text each other verses and worship songs and other things that have been resonating with us. We tell each other what we're wrestling with, what's confusing us, and how we're trying to lean into God's love. We help each other process, and sometimes we cry together. We pray for each other on the phone, through text messages, on walks, in our living rooms, and at church. We also celebrate good news together and just generally help each other laugh. I feel like I'm beginning to understand the gift God has given us in the church in a new way. Because even though we suffer, there's something really amazing about knowing that we suffer alongside each other. We have companionship, not just with fellow Christians, but with Jesus himself, the one who suffered for us as he went to the cross to save us. He made the way for us to be with him. And once we put our trust in Jesus, we not only have the promise of eternity, we also experience God's great love and kindness and wisdom in so many ways in our everyday lives. Yes, we will suffer, but 2 Corinthians 1:5 touches on a beautiful mystery. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also comfort abounds through Christ. Somehow, in some way, our suffering is participation in Christ's suffering. And whenever we go through hard things, his comfort is always so near. As I've shared some of the ways I've seen God working in my life with friends, it's helped me realize that what God is doing in and around me really matters. It's good to celebrate and treasure the ways God reveals his love to us, whether through his word, his people, music, nature, or any number of things. Not just brush these gifts aside and forget about them. Our God is alive and active, and being in relationship with him is just so good. As we press into his invitations, as we notice and ponder the ways he is offering us help and comfort and even joy, our understanding of the good news of Jesus continues to grow and deepen. And as we tune our hearts to the work of his Spirit, we find a hope and a purpose that goes beyond our suffering. Because even in the midst of hardship, we find joy in living life with Jesus. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you were encouraged by hearing about what God is doing in someone else's life? What was that like? Especially when we go through hard things, why is it so important to be on the lookout for ways God is working in and around us? Can you think of any ways you've seen God working in your life lately? Do you have any Christian friends or mentors you could share not only your prayer requests with, but also your questions and fears and your big and small testimonies of God's faithfulness in your day-to-day life? If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. As you and I can read in 2 Corinthians 1:7, "And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 16:33, Romans 1:12, as well as Romans 12:15, and 2 Corinthians 1, 1-12, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? I encourage you to share the word about Unlocked and share this Devo with someone. Also, Dylan will be back for tomorrow's Devo, Reflections of the Cross, so I encourage you to join him for that. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.